is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
If you know, you know. Welcome to Consider His Word. That's been the title of this series over the last month or so, from 1 John. If you know, you know. So today we're going to begin in 1 John chapter 5. We're also going to end in 1 John chapter 5. Now, this series has looked at a number of verses. We certainly haven't looked at all of them because, you see, in the little book of John, he uses the word know some 30 times. We didn't look at all 30. We've only looked at 5 or 6. We're going to look at one more today. And I hope you'll open the Bible with us as we consider His Word. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. Considerhisword.org. Many resources you'll find there. Also, if you'd like to hear all of the messages in this series, you can hear them at the website. Click on the link that says radio programs and you'll find them there. This will actually, Lord willing, this is going to be the last one in this series. At least we hope so. So you can go back and hear those programs, all 5 of them, at the website. Again, considerhisword.org. Now also while you're there, click on the link that says contact us. We'd love to hear from you. If you would write to us, give us an address, and tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today, and we will send you one of our little prayer journals. I'm going to make you this promise, and I say this all the time, but I think it bears repeating. When you write to us, we're not going to put you on a mailing list. We're not going to put you on an email list. We're not going to text you. You simply write to us. We'll send you the prayer journal, and that's it. You can pray for us. Now, these prayer journals are little notebooks that will fit into a shirt pocket, fit into your purse, fit into a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and as I hear prayer requests, I'm able to write them down. And I love it when somebody says, pray for me, and I can pull out my prayer journal and jot down their name and remember to pray for them and then mark the places where God has answered those prayers. So you can get them through the website. Now remember, send an address so we know where to send it, and we'd appreciate if you'd tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today. So you can do it through the website. You can also contact me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, as many do, you can write to us directly here at the ministry. You simply write to Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'm going to read again 1 John chapter 5, starting at verse 18. Now, as I mentioned, John has used the word know some 30 times. In only 5 chapters, he's used the word know, and we know, and we know. And you'll see them here again in 1 John chapter 5. In fact, we're going to spend our whole Bible study today in John chapter 5. But we're going to look at some other scriptures too. But this has been our text. 1 John 5, starting at verse 18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in darkness. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, that we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Now, very quickly, we have looked at chapter 2, where he said that we know him when we keep his commandments, when we are obedient to him. Then in chapter 3, we read where it says we know we will be like him when we see him. We know we will be like him, sinless, righteous, holy, just like Jesus. We'll have a glorified body, I believe, like Jesus. Then in chapter 3 again, we saw in verse 14 where he said, we know that we have passed from death to life. And we went and spent some time in Ephesians 2 to kind of bear that out. And then we looked at this chapter, chapter 5, where he said, we know that we love God when we love his children. Let me read it. I'm going to start at verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat him loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. God said, love me, love my kids. We also saw then in verse 13, where he says, we know that we have eternal life. And I hope you have that assurance. He told them, I'm going to read it again. This is 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. John said he wrote this book for two reasons. First of all, that you can know that you have eternal life. Now notice this chapter began by believing in Christ. That was John's other key word. He used the word believe many times, both in his gospel and in this epistle. So when we trust Christ as Savior, you don't have to wonder if you're saved. You don't have to worry about it. You know, I think this is part of the peace that we find in Christ, that there is no more anxiety about wondering if we're going to make it or not. So many people says, I hope I make it. No, you can know when you trust Christ. He said, I wrote this book for two reasons. One, that you may know that you have eternal life. And secondly, he said, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. I hope you're trusting in him. I want to look at least one other in verse 14. Here we find one of my favorite Bible words. I'll show you what it is. Verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us, and we know that he hear us. Whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. We know that he hears us when we pray. We know that he answers prayer. Both of those are here. I love that word, confidence. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. You know, sometimes we are so arrogant. We'll sit down and make our plans. And this happens in churches as well. They will plan some program, or maybe you plan a trip, or you plan something to do. Maybe it has to do with the ministry. And you do all of your plans and then ask God to bless it. What did you ask him if it was his will first? Did you pray and ask God about his will? That if this is his will, that he would bring it to pass? Because we can have confidence that if we pray according to his will, he hears us. He hears us. And notice he says that if we ask anything according to his will, it's so important that we walk close to God and that we seek his will and do his will and pray according to this will. We have this promise that he hears us and we know he will answer. Verse 15, we know that he hears us whatever we ask. We know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. We know that we have the petitions that we've desired of him. Those petitions are the prayer requests that we bring to him. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing. It means don't worry. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. To be careful for nothing means don't be anxious. It means don't worry about it. In fact, you could boil this verse down to two statements. Don't worry. Pray about everything. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Bring it to God in prayer. He said, bring it by prayer. That's just talking to God. Supplications, that's asking. And he said, bring those petitions to him. And when we pray according to his will, he hears us. Now, these are just a few of those statements. We know. It's almost, again, like John is saying, if you know, you know. And he finishes the chapter. This is where we began. He's got three more bundled together here in three verses. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Now, this doesn't mean that we become perfect. It doesn't mean that we become without sin. We still deal with sin every day. It means he does not continue in sin. When we're born again, we repent of that sin. We turn away from that sin, and we don't continue in that sin. We don't keep doing the things that got us into trouble in the first place. And he says, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not or does not continue in that sin, because we've repented of that sin. And then he says that when we follow him, the devil can't touch you. Quit blaming things on the devil. He says, we know that we are of God. We are serving the Lord. And I would ask you this question, because there's only one other choice. Are you of God or are you of the world? I believe that when we trust Christ, that our mind changes and that we have a different mindset. We look at the world differently. You know, for example, let's say that somehow suddenly you got $1 million. Would you say, boy, I was lucky? I'm sure people are going to say that to you. Or will you say, glory to God, he blessed me. This is a blessing of God. You see, it depends on how you think. We know that we are of God. And then he finishes. He says, we know that the Son of God has come and is giving us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we're in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. So are you in him? Do you know him? Have you trusted Christ as your Savior? Do it today. Bow before him, call unto him, repent of your sin, and trust him. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
You don't have to speak with great ability. You don't have to sing or shout or preach or cry. There's no need to make your point.